When the Red Oak City Council met on Tuesday, September 8th, they did unanimously adopt Ordinance 2026-05 for social districts within Red Oak. Following the meeting, KCSI spoke with Mayor Tim Fridoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter, and they tell us more.
Ordinance 26-05, the Alcohol Social District's third reading, passed unanimously.
Yes.
Councilman Heatbrink did ask for clarification on that. Address that if you would.
So there had been some concern that, number one, we always wanted to make it clear throughout all of our discussions on this new ordinance that this does not mean that in these three specific areas that the council has established that could have a social district, it does not mean that you can just drink alcohol whenever you want. There is a clearly defined time and date where this would happen.
Yeah.
An event has to request that it be taking place, that it they call it the district being activated. And then whoever is going to be part of the liquor license participation in the outdoor space has to be also listed. So the example that we used is the square is one of them, the full square of the downtown and then a half a block in each direction.
Yeah.
And so obviously the two alcohol establishments that are permanently located on the square would be the 518 and the pool hall. And so if those two wanted to participate in an event, they would have to establish that they are doing that. There's rules about if alcohol comes out of their establishment, it has to be in a clearly labeled container. So if anybody saw a person drinking, they knew where the alcohol came from. And then the same could be like during the Summer Jams concerts, how we had the Elks come down there. They could also be there. But any event, I think that's what Councilmember Heatbrink was talking about, is that there had been some concern that if a group had an event, that anybody can just kind of crash the party and do whatever they want. And that's not how
It's not a free for all. Like even, you know, like for example, the car show.
Yeah.
Man, I took me a second there.
Mural,
same
brain.
Thing. If they wanted to activate a social district, but say one of those establishments didn't want to participate, then they wouldn't be named in the application. Therefore, they would not be able to bring drinks outside of their establishment.
Right.
You know, the Elks, if wanted to serve there, they still have to have their special license because they aren't within the district. And I think one good thing to note, too, is that I was reading up on this again because it's been kind of an interesting concept that if somebody wants, say, and I think an example of this is like Chautauqua Park. There's no establishments there, obviously, that serve alcohol currently.
Right.
But say if somebody wanted to hold one there, they wouldn't have to activate the entire district. They could actually just do a subpart of that district and only have a certain portion of that to be able to serve and have that alcohol contained in that. So it doesn't necessarily mean the entire area will be a social district. It will be up to the event holder and licensee holder at the time that applies.
But you'll have to apply to the council.
Yes, it has to be by resolution of the council.
Yeah, okay.
It's not just, you can't just do it because you want to.
Right.
And the three areas, for people who aren't aware, the one is the Fountain Square that I mentioned. The mayor then used the example of Chautauqua Park. And then the third area goes from the entire fairgrounds all the way over to Legion Park Shelter, and then also goes across to the east side of 4th Street where they line up the motocross vehicles, bikes, that they can cross over into that big field. So the field, the fairgrounds, down the fair road over to Legion Park, Chautauqua, Fountain Square.
That was approved, and that was the third and final reading.
Correct.
All right.
Thanks to Red Oak Mayor Tim Fridoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter for their time and that information. Following the Tuesday, September 8th meeting of the Red Oak City Council, where the council unanimously approved after three readings the social districts when approved by the council.